The Jacksonville City Council this week approved incentives for a financial services company to locate its regional headquarters in Jacksonville. Jacksonville Daily Record editor Karen Mathis is here with the details of what was once codenamed Project Quail. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is the WJCT Business Brief. So, Karen, you had a sense of what this company was before it was officially unveiled.
It is SoFi. And SoFi actually stands for Social Finance Incorporated. And it is an internet-based personal finance company. And they really target millennials for loans and other sorts of financial activities.
Could you call them a bank?
No, they're not necessarily a bank, but they are a financial services company that's based online. And that's what matched so much with Project Quail, is Project Quail was going through the process as a web-based financial services company. And if you looked at the description of Project Quail, it matched SoFi. And it was pointed out to us they were hiring. And when they talk in hiring about a call center, you kind of put two and two together and say it's got to be.
Where will this regional headquarters be?
It will be in the Town Center 2 building along Gate Parkway. And right now it is going to be shared with web.com. Web.com was going to take the entire building, but web.com has downsized a little bit. We don't know to what degree, but they're subleasing three of the six floors there. And SoFi will take one of those.
What is SoFi's connection to Jacksonville?
SoFi is based in San Francisco, but one of its leading executives is a former executive in Jacksonville with Citigroup, Rich Garside, and he also has property in St. Augustine. So this would bring him perhaps a little closer to home if he spent a lot of time here.
What are the conditions that the city council approved?
SoFi has to hire 300 jobs. And of those, they will average about $55,000 a year. In return for that, the city and the state will issue what is called a qualified target industry tax refund. And this comes after they create the jobs and verify the incomes. And it totals about $5,000 per job. And the city would be responsible for $300,000, which is $1,000 a job.
For those who might want to get their resumes in order, any idea what kind of people they're hiring?
Yes, they are basically hiring a lot of everything, it appears. But you're talking about everything from trainers to financial fraud, crime fighting people, and it's kind of a wide range. But if you go on SoFi.com and go to careers, you will see exactly what's being offered because it might be changing day to day.
That's Jacksonville Daily Record editor Karen Mathis. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and that's your business brief.